Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of my Spiritual and Sexy podcast. I am your host, Samantha, and today I'll be talking about pheromones. Later on, there will be quizzes to have a giggle at, so let's get settled and have some fun. I was tagged in a Facebook post a while ago, and it simply said something along the lines of, "Has a man ever walked past you and the scent of his cologne has awoken your whole spirit?" And the simple answer is, yes, of course it has. This sudden primal urge erupts inside you and you pay more attention to who is nearby. A few years ago, the cologne that used to awaken my inner nymph was Dupe Homme and Dior's Fahrenheit. Now, it's Paco Rabanne's 1 Million and Dior's Sauvage. Oof, Johnny Depp, amazing. Now, the boyfriend of one of my friends walked past me and he'd spritzed himself with 1 Million and I caught a whiff of it in Morrison's where we were shopping at the time. And I immediately said, "Ooh, babes, do you mind if I go sniff your boyfriend?" Now, that might seem a bit weird, a bit odd to some of you. However, she didn't mind, of course, because no lines will ever be crossed in that department, ever. I just absolutely effing love the smell. This Christmas, the one just gone, 2020 Christmas, another friend bought me some wax melts and the fragrance are 1 Million and Sauvage. So now my house constantly smells manly and I absolutely love it. Another favourite scent I have is vanilla. It just has a calming, homey feel about it, and when I don't want the scent of a man taking over my home, I burn vanilla wax melts or candles instead. Our brains have this wonderful capability of triggering memories or emotions when we smell certain things. For instance, the smell of cinnamon and apples could remind us of Christmas. The smell of cigar smoke could remind us of our favourite granddad. Or the smell of musky sweet sweat can remind us of our bedroom activities. We all have our very own scent, and chemicals in our body called pheromones have a huge role to play when we are looking for a partner. We give off chemical signals without realising, such as when we are attracted to someone or when we are aroused. When a woman is ovulating, whether she wants to create a baby or not, she secretes pheromones to attract a partner who will help give her a healthy child. Men are also more attracted to women when they are ovulating as their primal urge to create life is activated. Have you ever noticed an increase or decrease of sexual desire depending on where a woman is in her cycle? I personally have about 2 weeks in the month where I am a lot hornier than normal. This is usually the days leading up to my period, during my period, and the days immediately afterwards. Then the other 2 weeks are relatively settled and I'm just the regular kind of horny. For a fun activity, whether you're male or female, track when you become more aroused, pinpoint what you or your partner did differently to make you want to consensually tear their clothes off. Unless something was done specifically to arouse you, chances are you're not going to know why you're extra attracted to your partner. And that is because the odourless chemicals are working secretly on your behalf. You can actually buy pheromone spray from most adult retailers. I've never tried them myself, and I only mention this website as I personally use it so I can recommend it, but lovehoney.co.uk have a small selection of pheromone products. They have sprays to attract men, sprays to attract women, a pheromone bath bomb, and a pheromone-scented candle. So you could give those a try and see if that helps in your sex life. Out of curiosity, what kind of scents normally get your juices flowing? Is it the smell of a freshly showered lover? Maybe you like smelling the sweat on them after a workout. What about the smell of grease and oil because of your love of cars and motorbikes, etc.? Or maybe it's herbs, spices and fruits because of your love of baking. I absolutely love the smell of wet grass on a warm summer's evening and I have no idea why. Whatever it is, embrace it. A man I dated a long, long time ago once said that he liked that I was shorter than him because he loved to rest his chin on my head and smell my hair. When he said that, I thought he was a weirdo at the time, but now that I've matured a little bit, that is quite sweet, I think. Another told me he loved waking up to the scent of my lady parts as it immediately made him aroused. Now, hearing that in my 20s had me thinking his idea of a compliment was mega weird. Now I'm in my 30s, I'm just like, well, of course I smell amazing. I'm a fucking goddess. I know. I'm so modest. I did a little research to find out what oils are used in Dupont, Fahrenheit, 1 Million and Sauvage. I then compared them all to see which oils were the same. They all had very similar ingredients apart from Sauvage, which is very peppery. And it would appear that woody, spicy, vanilla and citrus fragrances are what activates my inner nymph. And this causes a surge of primal energy to flow through my body, which is actually good to know because then I can then buy my future husband, if he exists, the fragrances that I like. You can even try making your own perfume and massage oils. Experiment with different oils and fragrances, then put it in a cute bottle to be used when you have a hot date, whether that's safely with a stranger or your partner. Every perfume or cologne has a top, heart and base note, and I'll give three examples for each. Top notes include mandarin, lemon and bergamot. Heart notes include neroli, black pepper and mandarin. Base notes include sandalwood, ylang ylang and patchouli. This bit is very important. All of those essential oils I just mentioned are safe to use whilst pregnant and breastfeeding. Obviously, if irritation occurs in any way, stop using immediately and see a doctor. There are oils that aren't safe during pregnancy or breastfeeding, so do check if you're making your own perfumes or oils. Also, ylang ylang can cause headaches if used in high doses, and don't apply mandarin, lemon or bergamot before you sunbathe. Other fragrances that activate loving or sensual desires are musk, cedarwood, cinnamon, rose, jasmine, lavender, pine, lily of the valley, spearmint, nutmeg, and tonka bean. Again, do check if they're safe to use if you're pregnant. Now, down to the nitty-gritty, and I do hope you're not eating. If you are, I suggest you pause the podcast until you've finished. Personal aromas, yes, I'm talking about the ones from our lady or gentleman parts, are perfectly normal in most cases. A healthy penis should smell of nothing in particular. Obviously, if a man has just showered, it will smell of soap. If he's been active all day, it will smell of sweat. And if he's just peed, it will smell of, well, pee. All of those aromas are perfectly normal. However, a healthy penis should not have a strong, brace yourself, cheesy smell, especially if it's just been washed. If yours does smell like that, go to the doctors. A healthy vagina does have its own natural aroma, and it's nothing to be ashamed of at all. It can smell musky, and it is very pleasant to both sexes. Obviously, the aroma can change due to a woman's menstrual cycle and if she's just had sex, especially if she's had unprotected sex, because the smell of a man's semen can make a woman's vagina smell completely different. So don't be concerned, it is normal. However, and again, brace yourself, if your vagina has a fishy or yeast smell to it, pop yourself to the doctors. When it comes to vaginas, something as simple as washing with strong soap too many times in the day can knock your natural scent out of the way. So don't panic, don't be embarrassed, just go see what it is. If anybody has any concerns regarding your genitals, make a doctor's appointment. Yes, it can be embarrassing, but it is absolutely better to get things checked out sooner rather than later. Now that I've left you with those graphic images in your head, that is the end of part one. I hope you've enjoyed it. And up next is sexy quiz time. Hi, and welcome to part two. I have three quizzes to do today, and they're all what's your type? Now, I already know what type of pheromone, what type of scent I'm attracted to, so let's see if these quizzes can tell me what type of man I'm attracted to. Quiz one, what's your type? What's key to making a relationship last? Trust, making time for each other, similar values, communication, sexual chemistry, or being able to compromise? All of the above. But if I have to choose one, communication. That's a big thing in relationships. A lot of relationships lack communication. What physical feature do you find most attractive? Full lips, sexy eyes, luscious hair, well-maintained eyebrows, clear skin, a bright smile. I love, love, love sexy eyes. Oof, just get lost in them. What mountainous region would you like to visit with a partner? The Rocky Mountains, the Swiss Alps, the Fjords of Norway, the Andes, the Himalayas, or the Hindu Kush? Ooh, I'm going to go with the Fjords of Norway. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Describe your personality in one word. Weird. Is that on there? Nope, that's not on there. Fun, social, deep, reserved, nice, or bookish? Well, none of those are very exciting. I'll go for nice. What's an ideal food to have on a date? Sushi, spaghetti, fondue, tacos, pho, or steak? Ooh, I love steak, but I love spaghetti. But spaghetti, I'll fling it all over my face and I'll get it all over my chin. Okay, so steak. It's the safest option. Which personality trait is a total turn-off? Dishonesty, selfishness, vanity, cockiness, terrible manners, aloofness, all of the above. I hate cockiness, but I also hate terrible manners. I'm going to go for cockiness. It's disgusting. What's better to have in a relationship? A lot of good food or a lot of good sex? Good sex. Okay, so I got the total babe. You love to have someone who is easy on the eyes. You are a connoisseur of beauty and you know exactly what you want. Eye candy makes you feel dandy. Okay then, if you say so. Quiz two. What sort of person should you actually date? A nice normal one? Do they exist anymore? You've just been dumped and you feel heartbroken. How do you deal with it? Throw myself into my career? Use it as a reason to party hard? Turn it into art? Wallow and be sad for as long as I need to, then emerge stronger? I'm going to choose wallow because you should absolutely deal with your emotions, process it, then move on. What would be your ideal career? Artist, CEO, doctor, or writer? Writer. Yep. Which of these things would be a deal breaker for you? Not having a sense of humour, not spending any time with me, being mean and insensitive, being unambitious and lazy. Oh, all of them. But I'm going to pick, no, I don't like laziness. I don't mind having the off day where you just chill and just take some time to recharge, but being lazy, nope, nope, nope. Which thing are you most likely to do to show someone you love them? Dropping everything to take the time to listen to them whenever they need me to. Supporting someone financially and never asking for anything back or holding it against them. Spoiling them with gifts, trips, and other big romantic gestures. Practical things like doing their laundry or cooking them food and looking after them in general. Oh, I'm all for the spoiling. I love to spoil someone with it. I just love it. It makes me feel good. Be honest. Which of these flaws sounds most like you? I can be lazy. I can get angry too easily. I can be selfish. I can be insensitive. I'm going to choose I can be lazy, even though I don't like it, because I do procrastinate a lot. It is a big flaw. I apologize for that. Which of these romantic gestures would be the most meaningful to you? Cooking dinner for me when they know I'm too tired. Planning a fun and spontaneous date night for me and surprising me with it. Surprising me with a thoughtful gift. Helping me out with tasks no one enjoys doing, like taxes, moving and cleaning. I'm going to choose planning a fun and spontaneous date night for me. It doesn't have to be extravagant, even just chilling under a fleece blanket together and talking. That would be amazing. Which of these things is a dumpable offence? If they lose their temper and shout at you. If they take you for granted. If they care more about their work than you. Or none of these. I think that depends on the relationship, because sometimes people lose their temper and they shout. Sometimes you accidentally take people for granted. Sometimes you have to care more about your work than your relationship. So I'm going to choose none of these. What's your zodiac sign? I am a Capricorn. Ooh, I got someone organized and pragmatic. You are creative and fun, but sometimes your head is way too in the clouds to deal with all the day-to-day stuff. Teaming up with a partner who relishes organisation and pragmatism would make you an unstoppable force. Oh, I wonder if he's out there. And quiz three. What type of man do you actually belong with? I quite like these so far, so let's have a look. What's your biggest weakness? I take things too seriously. I get in my head too much. I have trust issues. I never say what's really on my mind. I'm a perfectionist. I come on too strong. I'm impatient. It needs to be my way or the highway. I'm going to choose I get in my head too much, because I do have a little bit of anxiety and sometimes it's just like, eek. So we'll go for that one. What's your favourite feature your man has? His smile, his body, his personality, his confidence, his sense of humour, his fashion sense. Ooh, sense of humour. I love a man who can make me laugh. I personally think a man who can make you laugh is the most dangerous man in the world. It really, really is. Pick a flaw you'd be okay with your man having. Perpetually late, bad listener, impatient, shy, complains, leaves the toilet seat up, whines, chews with his mouth open, he uses his speakerphone in public. So chewing with your mouth open, nope, don't be disgusting. I wouldn't mind if he was shy. I think that can be adorable sometimes. An ideal date looks like a quiet dinner, a movie, a picnic in the park, a visit to an art gallery, karaoke, drinks at a bar. I like all of those. I mean, I'm not keen on karaoke, I can't sing, but let's go for a picnic in the park. Pick an activity to do with your man. Netflix and chill, horseback riding, drink and draw, skydiving, cook a meal together, visit the zoo. What on earth is drink and draw? I'm going to go for that one. That sounds like fun. Pick a meal to make together. Grilled cheese, spaghetti and meatballs, salmon, tacos, baked chicken or fried rice. Spaghetti and meatballs. Oh, I love spaghetti. Ideally, how many times a month do you want to have sex? Damn near every day. At least 3 times a week. 1 to 2 times a week. Once every 2 weeks. Once or twice a month, or never. Every single day? Is that too much? I guess it is for some people. So I'd probably have to compromise and we'll go for every day. No, I'm kidding. Damn near every day? I'll go for at least 3 times a week. When you have a fight, you need your space. Get annoyed, then get over it. Don't talk to them for a while. Talk it out and get over it. Cry, call your BFF, have sex after the fight, text your side piece, open a bottle. I do need a little bit of space. And I do cry. And makeup sex is amazing. So I'm going to go with have sex after the fight. Once we've talked it through first, obviously. Honest. Ooh, I should be with the scholar. This guy is super smart. You enjoy having intellectual conversations with him and he'll treat you like royalty. I like the sound of that. Yes, please. Can I take one of him? Please and thank you. So that's the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to like, share, subscribe, or leave me a review. I always appreciate it. If you'd like to get in touch, you can find my details at linktree.com/spiritualandsexy. I'll be back next week. So for now, be good to yourself. And as always, play safe. Bye.